Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. And today, I'm doing another top three, this time about the weird things in the world that are not commonly known. I decided to write about this when I discovered that kangaroos drown their predators. This is our kind of creepy number three. For me, kangaroos have always been cute mega hoppers who keep their babies in their awesome little pouches. Remember Kanga from the 100-Acre Wood? She was the mother of young Roo, who hung out with Tigger, Piglet, and Winnie the Pooh. Kanga kept house around their howled-out tree, making sure Roo wore his sweater and mittens on blustery days. And she was a single mom, too, way before single moms were commonly acknowledged. And so while the absence of Roo's dad was never mentioned or addressed, I now think I know what he was up to, defending his family, which turns out to be quite the major thing. Kangaroos are herbivores, and so are therefore not themselves predacious. But as big and bouncy as they are the surprising prey to dingoes, foxes, Tasmanian devils, eagles, and even pythons. While most predators only go after the young joeys, crocodiles and humans go after them all, with kangaroo meat common on Australian menus. Given this, kangaroos have developed an effective defense strategy. When being hunted, kangaroos will flee to the nearest available water and wait for the predator to swim out. As they are taller than most of their predators and have massive upper body strength, about 9 times that of a human male, they simply wait, grabbing the predator's head upon its arrival and drown them. As long as no crocodiles appear, they win most every watery battle. So if you see a kangaroo sitting quietly in the middle of a pond or lake, watch out. There's something very dangerous on the shore, contemplating a swim. Not commonly known fact number two. There are more trees on planet Earth right this very minute than there are stars in the Milky Way galaxy. Sounds rather unbelievable, doesn't it? But according to the research paper entitled Mapping Tree Density at a Global Scale from the prestigious scientific journal Nature, there are not millions, not billions, but just over 3 trillion trees on our planet. Given that NASA says there are about 100 million, though maybe as much as 400 million, stars in the Milky Way galaxy, the trees at 3 trillion are the winner regardless. And while it should be said that both NASA and Nature use the very latest technology to arrive at these numbers, they are still only estimates. I mean, no one actually launched into space like Interplanet Janet. Remember her from Schoolhouse Rock? To count each star. And now our not commonly known fact number one. Strawberries are not actually berries. Neither are raspberries or blackberries, for that matter. But bananas are. And so are tomatoes, eggplants, watermelon, lemons, peppers, pumpkins, and even oranges. As it turns out, there is quite a lot of difference between the culinary and botanical definition of a berry. Most of us think of berries as small, often sweet, round fruits picked from bushes. And while some berries fit this definition, many berries, like the pumpkin, do not. This is because scientifically, a berry is defined as the result of a single ovary from a single flower, with 2 or more seeds on the inside only. So for instance, strawberries have their seeds on the outside and are therefore not technically a berry at all. But you'll be relieved to know it's still a fruit. But so are a lot of vegetables, because as that turns out, okra, cucumbers, corn, avocados, zucchini, and string beans are also fruit because they are the seed-bearing structure of their plants. And that is the very definition of a fruit. So that wraps up another esoteric top three. Hope you enjoyed getting to know these hidden facts, which demonstrate that our world is sometimes not as straightforward as it seems. For Esoterica, I'm CJ Kinney. Thanks for listening.